Arthurian Legends and Ballads, page 40. Arthurian Romance. King Arthur is a legendary figure who supposedly lived in the 5th century, around the time of the first Anglo-Saxon invasions. Indeed, many of the magical and fantastical elements of the story of Arthur relate to Celtic mythology. According to myth, Arthur became king because he was the only person able to pull a sword from a stone in which it was buried. Later, he was given another magical sword, Excalibur, by the mysterious lady in the lake. The stories of Arthur refer to a timeless world where the gallant knights of the Round Table, the most famous of whom were Lancelot, Percival, and Gawain, battled for the love of virtuous women. These romances showed the influence of the idea of courtly love, which emerged during the 12th century in the songs of Provençal troubadours. This was a chaste, quasi-religious idea of love, in which beautiful but cold and indifferent women were exalted as ideal but untouchable objects of adoration. It treated passion as a kind of suffering, or pleasure in suffering, an idea that would dominate lyric poetry for centuries. Another theme was the mission to recover the Holy Grail, the cup supposedly used by Jesus Christ to celebrate the Last Supper. Curiously, many of the tales of Arthur appeared around the time of the Crusades in the 11th and 13th centuries. The Crusades were violent and unsuccessful military campaign sanctioned by the Catholic Church, which attempted to halt the spread of the Muslim Ottoman Empire and gain access to the Holy Lands. These stories of virtuous knights may have served in part to romanticize and justify the actions of the Crusaders. The most famous English version of the Arthurian legend is Thomas Malory's La Morte d'Arthur, 1485. The French 12th century poet Chrétien de Troyes is also famous for his 5 Arthurian romances. The legend of Arthur continues to inspire writers and filmmakers today. The Ballad. Ballads appeared in Europe around the time the idea of courtly love was gaining popularity amongst the nobility. While they often dealt with similar themes of heroism and loyalty, ballads were an essential popular tradition which recalled the early oral verse of the Celts and the Anglo-Saxons. Ballads generally used simple language and were composed of short stanzas of 2 or 4 lines, which usually rhymed in some way. Just as the shop had done, the balladeer relied on a stock of phrases which could be combined in new ways. For this reason, ballads tend to be repetitive in structure, as this makes them easier to remember. A repeated unit of text is called a refrain. In the earliest examples of ballads, the refrain was identical for each stanza or verse. This guaranteed a particular emotional effect, which could be comic or elegiac. The stories are usually tragic, but, unlike their high cultural equivalents, have an underlying sense of black humor. Ballads can be classified into different categories. Border ballads celebrated the rivalry between the English and the Scottish people. Outlaw ballads celebrated the lives of outlaws. Ballads of magic told stories about fairies, witches, and ghosts. And town ballads served as a subversive commentary on difficult urban conditions. In 1476, William Caxton established the first printing press in England. As a result, ballads spread rapidly, printed cheaply on single sheets of paper called broadsides.